Pardon me, sir?
You showed two levels, yellow.
Yes, yes, sir. You want the slide here? Okay.
So there,
yes.
L1 gives the correct answer, but L2 is going out of.
Yeah, that is also one of the error. That is also not good. So again, we have to change the reagents, check the calibration. In this case, we have to check the calibration. Calibration is going somewhere wrong. So calibrate the machine again. Again, process the controls. And when both the controls are in the range, then only we can report patient sample. Here. Yes, sir.
First question about the reagent that what is used.
Yes, sir.
Which is market is available in the market, sir?
Yes, sir.
Then it might be depend on the advertisement. You can put the more advertisement.
Pardon me? I'm not getting your question.
Reagent.
How do you select the reagents?
Yeah, actually I said that actually it's experience of the market, that is which base content is available, we select those reagents. We have to see which reagents are suitable for our machine, our environment, and we cross check the results with other labs also, that with which reagents our results are the best one, and then those reagents we select. Even though they are popular in market, we can't directly select those reagents. Those reagents should give accurate result for our lab. We check all those things and then only we select the reagent and continue with that.
Even the machine at times recommends a particular brand, that is, yeah, the reagents which are acceptable,
suitable for our machine.
During the early years, what we did a lot of experimentation of using different
that was that.
Yes.
Okay. And then we realized that whatever is recommended by the company need not be true, because they may have hand in glove arrangement with another company, so they may recommend those. So we found that some of the companies like Bayer's reagents are extremely good in some area, and then Siemens are good in some area. So this we learned it with our experience, and of course Dr. Shekhar Sheth was a great help for us, because he had a huge experience. So he used to share those. And then of course we tried our thing. Some of the things that we did is using half reagent, because he has done those experiments of using half the quantity and doing the results. But then basically we reached to this particular decision of using the particular reagent is with the help of our experiments.
Our own experiment lab.
Yes. Yes.
For reagents. Everybody has to do their own experiment.
No, but it is like, it is the trend, like they have to. Every lab has to set its own goals for the, every lab has to set its own this with experience only, and by doing the experiments, like which is suitable and which is not suitable.
So every lab also gives quality control report of accuracy of their reagents. But then that is again given by them. I mean, they will say that they have tested this particular reagents at different laboratories, and like the external quality control that we do, the similar type of results are given by the lab for every reagent that they say.
Available.
When they show it at the time of when we buy, of course, if we go on to the site, I think they will be available.
Only the good reports.
But it
is not.
No, it's not like that. You can come to pathology lab and check all the reports from 2001. I don't mind. In fact, this is not possible to show right now. That's why I selected few reports and showed to you. Company, okay.
It should be publicly available, then anybody can check.
Yes, I agree with you. But then
every reagents, whatever is the content, how which companies, which labs are using that, everything is available. Only thing which reagents we have to select, that is on us. That we have to experiment.
You know, what he is trying to say is that the reagents that are used by the lab, whether there are some published reports that with those reagents, what is the accuracy level like? Reliability of the
It is available with every pack of reagent. Huh. It is available with every pack of reagent. That is, yes.
Publicly
not published, but it's available. No, but it is available with every pack of reagent.
See, I can write on my card, I am the best. That doesn't mean that I am the best.
Okay.
So that exactly is trying to say that whether it is there is a report available on a public domain,
right,
that this particular reagent proved to be correct by comparing 10 reagents.
Yeah, I can show you one more thing. Here in this external quality control, I showed you that cholesterol report, right? Here you can see which are the best reagents, like reagents which are getting the best values in that control, external quality control. Yeah, here. This is the Roche reagent, Roche company.
You are talking about
machine. Yeah, these are the best one which are getting the best results with that in external quality control. This Roche company with their reagent, here Siemens with their reagent, here Beckman Coulter with their reagent, here Vitros, these are all companies which have got the best result in this external quality control. So if you want, you can go for these reagents also. It's like that. Here everything is given, their values, their Z-score, everything is given here, and these are the best reports which they have got for this cholesterol. So some lab is not getting proper report with their reagent, they can select one of this and they can go for one of these reagents. So here things like these are already there. So this can guide us for selection of reagents.
The single number comes like this. What are the fluctuation which depends on probably on these reagents?
What?
See, numbers that you quote, for example, LDL.
Yeah.
The single number comes in there. There will be some fluctuation in that number. That's my
for point. Control.
No, for errors in that.
Yeah, plus or minus one standard deviation. Suppose the sugar value is 100, actual value is 100. So plus or minus one standard deviation. So from 95 to 105, it is acceptable. Because if you do test in our lab and we have got 100, it doesn't mean that in other lab it will come exactly 100. So minus one or plus or minus one standard deviation value is accepted everywhere. That is, if they have got 98, 97, yes, that is also accurate value. Or 101, 102 is also accurate.
In our quality control report, I think the standard deviations are given.
Yes.
Okay. Some multinational reagents that you get from multinational companies,
huh,
they are all very good quality.
Yes, sir.
If somebody in India makes of the same quality, would you know about them?
Yes. Even Indian companies are also available, and if they contact us that we have the same quality of reagent, then we compare the results of both the reagents, international as well as our Indian company.
Most of the time what they do, they buy the reagent from the MNCs only and they stick their label on that and say.
Yeah.
And the accuracy doing like that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So somebody can develop a cheaper reagent.
Yes.
But that's because not that is compromising on quality itself.
If it is giving good, accurate results and with the same standard, then actually we can select those reagents. It's not only international companies are giving very good reagents, even Indian companies are there which are giving equally accurate results. Then we can select that also.
Very interesting in our practice, when we get a company with a cheaper reagent, they give sample and we actually cross-check the blood samples with their reagent as well as reagent from the standard company.
Yeah.
And then we try to find out whether there is a gross deviation that is seen. And once we are convinced that yes, they are actually at par with the international brand, then we certainly go for the cheaper one. I mean, we have no allergy for saving money. We certainly do that.
This external quality control, I had an impression that you do not know the values.
Yes, we don't know. External quality control values, we don't know.
The values, you said you knew the values.
That is for internal quality control. Level 1 and level 2, which we process every day along with our samples, those values we know. Because that is given by the company. And that value we should get. If we are getting that value for control, that means our test is properly processed. And we can give patient's report.
External samples, you don't know.
Yes, external sample, we don't know the readings. We have to process along with the sample and send them the report. And if our reports are accurate, they give a score. The Z score, 1 to 10 or this Z score, according to accuracy of our reports. If our reports are accurate, we get zero score, or Z score exactly zero, or below one. If they are not, then our values will be very high. That is about 2 or about 3.
And how much is the variation across labs for the same samples?
Yeah, that's what, plus or minus 1 deviation. That is plus 5, minus 5. It's like that.
It depends on every test.
Yeah, it depends on every test. I gave you example of...
You can do that particular thing and say the standard deviation.
No, yes.
Standard deviation is only here. Earlier. This is standard deviation. Number of deviations. Just before the method.
Number of deviation is there, but actual value is not there. This is standard deviation, but if it is 3.1, this standard deviation, it should be how much? Like plus or minus?
Okay,
yeah.
This is within the lab, right?
No, this is
across
the world with different labs. One second. Okay, that thing is not there. Can you repeat your question once again?
No, what I was looking for is variation in the values of a specific compound.
Yes.
Across labs, measured on the same sample.
Yes.
Is there some sort of data on that?
Actually, see here, these three groups are from...
access to the base report of other labs. Because if you see the earlier report that they have seen, you know, excellent and A grade. Subsequently, they stop that particular certification for a reason. Because when they give excellent, they also need to give B and C. And the labs were not very happy getting the C certification. So, in fact, there was a strong lobby which actually stopped them from giving the certificate. And the results from the different labs are not supposed to be accessible to us. So, they will give us our results. And they will give us the results of the reference laboratory. And you can compare your result with the best results. Because there are 600 or 700 labs which participate. So those results will not be known. Because then otherwise it will, we will know which lab is doing.
Sir. That report also we can come to know from here. See, these are the various reports which you have got for other labs also.
Sure about which lab?
Yeah. We don't know the name of the lab, but these results are also, see, for these 378, some labs have got these results also, some labs have got these results also. These are the various results which these many labs have got, but our results are in this bar and this is the best result. And these results also, some labs have got these results also, but they have not given exact number and the names of the lab. That is not possible. But yeah, these lab are away from the, so these are also, these are failures only.
Z score, I can't read from here.
Pardon me, sir. This Z score is not given, but the for them Z score is not given. This is our report. So,
your description, it is clear that if the Z score was between 2 or 5 or whatever the number,
yes.
Then it is acceptable.
Right.
My question is the entire histogram or the, all the bars acceptable?
Yes.
No,
not all the bars acceptable. These are very away. These are very away. This is just given because few labs have got these reports also. But your report is the best one.
And we know for sure that the extremities are.
Yes. Even these type of labs are also there which have got this type of reports.
So, as far as the individual is concerned, I mean, it will matter to him.
Okay, sir.
What the results of the different labs for his sample is.
Yes, sir.
As far as the patient is concerned,
Doesn't
matter what reagent or what.
Yes, they want accurate result.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So
that's why you are doing internal quality control, so that our reports are accurate. So controls are accurate, controls are within the range, means our reports are accurate. Whatever reports we are giving are accurate, and external quality control is for a standard. This, yes, a standard, our lab is giving the best report because all this, because here we are getting the best report. That means our lab is at the standard level, external standard level, when it is compared with the all international labs. Internal quality control, when we do it, is just for our lab.
I think perhaps, if I understood them correctly, their Z score tells you that their result would be within one standard deviation of anyone. We are the good labs. So in that sense, it's a guarantee to you that whatever is the 1% that you can compute from that one standard deviation from that table, your result can at most vary by that much. Nothing.
Yes.
For this internal quality test for L1 and L2.
Yes, sir.
You are doing it every day. Right?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Every day. Yes. Roughly speaking, how much time it will take for this kind of test for to do it every day?
Every day we have to run the control before processing the sample, yeah. So it hardly takes that half an hour.
No,
not even half an hour. 15 minutes. Yeah, and
then
just
we have to load the reagent in the control.
Yeah, because machine is completely automated machine, so it takes 15 minutes. Within
all
15 minutes,
all
yeah, for all the test.
We don't have to do anything.
Yes.
Only machine only.
And when we don't have albumin or SGOT, SGPT, we don't run control for that test because reagent is saved. Because if you don't have test for that, yeah, we don't have SGOT today, then I won't process SGOT, my control for SGOT control, SGOT test. So that reagent is saved then, that's why. Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry.